Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. We're like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board adjourned June meeting for Tuesday, August 25th at a early 4 p.m. start time. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'd remain standing, I'd like Member Rodriguez to give us a quick invocation.
Bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for bringing us here all together today. As we go through this meeting today, Father, be with us, Father, and also be with us tonight for the big festivity at the Safety Center, Lord. And let continue prayers for our community and all employees of Kendall County. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Could I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman? Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley? Mr. Wormley?
I'm here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Peterson and DeBolt, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have an agenda. Thank you. With that, we're going to start off special recognition. First person I'm going to hand this off to is our state's attorney, Eric Weiss. If you want to approach the podium and tell us what you're up to today.
Good afternoon. Real quick, I know you guys have some presentations and we have National Night Out, so I won't take much time, but like the county, we also have our internship program. This summer we had 11 interns from college up through law school. I did not invite all 11 of them here. Some of them were actually have gone back, getting ready to go back to school, but we did have a little something we wanted to do this year to recognize three of our interns / law students. They don't know why they're here yet. They're about to find out. Under the Supreme Court rules, second-year law students who have completed their second year can actually practice in a courtroom under the supervision of an attorney. So in our office, they can practice under an assistant state's attorney and actually go to court, represent the people of the state of Illinois, talk to the judge, argue motions, do trials. These three 7-Elevens, as we call them, Supreme Court loose 7-Eleven, is how they come up with that number, each one of them tried a jury trial this year and were successful, so they got a verdict of guilty, and not just sat there and took notes, but actively participated in those trials, something that I got to do when I was a 7-Eleven intern here back, actually in this building, tells you how long ago. But something that allows them to go back to their law school and tell others how great of an experience they had, B, come back next year, because this is sort of our new minor league farm system. We're trying to recruit them to change if they don't want to go into criminal law, to hopefully come back to do criminal law. But at least they have the valuable experience if they don't come back to a state's attorney's office, to at least have the opportunity to have tried cases and argued a case before a judge, and in this case, for those law students to do it in front of a jury. So they've actually done a couple more since then, but they're their first one. So I wanted to come up real quick, because we actually have a little presentation for them. So if Alan Kennedy, Alexandria Metro, and Gabriel Chavez, those are our three. I can't take credit for all this, because Brenda Corrales, as you know, is the person that really does all the real work, came up with this. So these are their actual verdict forms signed by the jury.
Oh, cool.
For each one of their cases. So for Gabriel, he was on People versus Growth 23-CM-372 on June 12, 2025. So you'll get yours in, let me say just a couple words in just a second. Alan Kennedy was on June 11th supervising attorneys. Everyone did a wonderful job in presenting their cases. It was a closing argument, asking questions of the witness, jury selection, whatever parts they played during those trials. They all did very well. So I want to give them, if it's okay, Mr. Chairman, just a second for each one of them to introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe say a word or two about where they're going to school and what their career plans are and anything else you want to say. So Alan, if you want to go ahead. Alan actually was in our office last year as a first year law student, has come back, so we didn't scare him away too far, and he's done a good job. So Alan.
Like Mr. Weiss said, my name's Alan Kennedy. I think this is my third or fourth time at the state's attorney's office because I went before even starting law school. But it's just been incredible getting to come back over and over again. And, they've always let me do more and more every time and get the experience to motivate me through law school. So I'm excited to become either a prosecutor or I'm also applying for the Army JAG Corps.
Oh, okay. What law school?
Oh, I go to University of Illinois in
nice.
Champaign.
Right. Yeah, he teed that up for me.
Well, my name is Gabriel Chavez. I am a rising third-year law student at Northern Illinois University College of Law. I am actually the Chief Justice of our Moot Court Society. I'm on the Board of Editors for a Law Review, and I'm also one of our graduate teaching assistants. And coming to a state's attorney's office initially, I was somebody who was more interested in the civil realm, and this summer has really changed my mind, and I love everything that really goes into being at the state's attorney's office, being in the courtroom, and really helping out the community on a daily basis it's really something that makes you feel good. So with that being said, actually my career plan is moving forward now is I will be looking for a job as a prosecutor, hopefully at the Kendall County State's Attorney's Office, but we'll see. Thank you very much.
Hello everybody, my name is Alexandra Metro. I am also a rising 3L at Northern Illinois University College of Law. I just want to first start off by saying I want to thank Eric Weiss for this amazing opportunity and all of the assistant state's attorneys. It's been such a wonderful experience. It's taught me so much, not only about my community, I was born and raised in Oswego, but it's taught me a lot about myself. And I really hope to come back to Kendall County and further help my community. Thank you.
So all three of them either receive course credit, or once they receive their course credit, we do pay our interns wage, but we do pay them for the time that they come out here and the services they provide. But first year, like Alan was there, it's all volunteer basis. So they have to kind of earn their way up to the point where they can do this job and then also to receive either the course credit for their school or a small amount of salary to help offset the cost. Probably enough just basically to put a suit on and gas to get here. Is there any questions for any of them? Otherwise, that's all we
have. Yeah, go ahead, Member Rodriguez.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. You guys got to get in front of a jury and do your thing. that's really awesome. Are you a junior, Gabriel Jr.?
I am. I'm Gabriel Chavez Jr.
Oh my gosh, I remember when you were a baby. You don't remember, but I know your dad well. Wow, look at that, amazing. A lot of lawyers in your family. Yeah, right.
I also have a son, Gabriel Chavez III.
Oh, is there a third? Oh, we can't have enough Gabriels.
Can't have enough.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And Peter Metro is what?
My father.
I graduated high school with him.
Did you really?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. And Frank? No, just kidding. Wow, this is amazing. Oh, it's too much. But Eric, thank you for presenting this and just the idea. And I want to know where you guys are going to hang those. Are you going to take them to school or are you going to give them to your mom and dad?
In my room and then office when I have one.
This will be going in my home office and then once I become an attorney in my office.
Wow.
I'm definitely emailing a picture to my trial advocacy professor, but then it's going probably right over my desk.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much I hope all of you come back to and work here in Kendall County with state's attorney wise. So.
If we could get a quick picture of them,
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys take the front. Next, we have some internship presentations from HR. Will come up.
Good afternoon slash evening. Thank you for allowing our summer interns to do this presentation before you today. Just as a little bit of background, for our summer internship program, we received over 60 applications for internships with Kendall County. Ultimately, we had 8 positions available that were filled for various departments, including planning, building, and zoning, EMA, the health department, GIS, and the human resources department and administration. During the course of the summer internship program, they did a lot of work, great work for Kendall County. I think you will be very impressed when you see the overview that they provided, the work product, and how they really contributed to Kendall County's success. Chairman of the board also tasked them with a very unique project for the summer. So at the end of their individual presentations, they will be presenting to you what their response is to the project that was assigned by the chairman of the board. And I think you will be really excited when you see what the information they've come up with in response to that. I would like to thank several of our elected offices and departments who also took time meeting with our interns. Each week we did roundtable discussions and we had tours of different facilities. So they've toured the Public Safety Center. Sheriff came and spoke with them, so thank you to them. The coroner's office also provided a tour, so we'd like to thank them as well. The state's attorney spoke with our interns. Our probation department spoke with them as well. EMA did a presentation, and they've spoke with several department heads as well. So I want to thank everybody that took the time out of their busy schedules to meet with our interns and just fill them in on what their department's role is with Kendall County and what type of professional experience is required in order to work within their department or elected office. So with that, I am going to turn it over to the interns that are here tonight. Unfortunately, we had a few interns that were unable to be here. What we did, though, we didn't want to forget them, so they have put together a few slides as part of this presentation. A couple of them have provided audio recordings of themselves presenting that information, and then I will step up for those slides and play the audios for you so that you have them. So thank you.
All right, good afternoon. My name is Ben Pincus. I was an intern this summer with the administration department. So a little bit about me. I'm a junior, incoming junior at North Central College. I'm a double major in political science and economics. So a little bit about why I wanted to intern with the administration department. I've been interested for a few years now in pursuing a career in local government, hoping to pursue a master in public administration after my undergraduate studies. And I think administration is a really good fit with that and will kind of show me exactly if that's what I want to be going into, and it's definitely shown me that that is, in fact, what I want to do, so happy about that. So a little bit about my projects this summer. Big one, laserfiche, a lot of laserfiche. So I imported over 2,200 agendas, packets, and minutes into the laserfiche system. Part of the reason why we were doing this is to maintain ADA compliance with the files that we have, so they're they can be easily visible from the public and accessible. I just finished today, so 2200, done. Very happy about that. Developed plans and started working on a cleaner, more streamlined economic development webpage. Researched countywide short-term rental properties on both Airbnb and VRBO, and created an enforcement guide to both monitor and enforce county regulations on these properties. Compiled a comprehensive inventory of the county's 2,000 capital assets. That's kind of a rough estimation for insurance and auditing documentation, and then reformatted and helped improve some of the accounts payable forms. So some of my key takeaways. You'll see that. I'm sure you've all seen that video. It was, it's my proudest accomplishment from my time here. So website development and marketing, how local governments can use web design, make their websites more accessible in order to help make government more accessible to the public. Policy research and enforcement, studying local issues like the short-term rentals, and developing ways in which the county can enforce its regulations for the sake of the public. Asset management, I think I really learned how difficult being in like risk management can be, keeping track of everything that the county has, because there's a lot, and a lot of moving parts, lots of things to look at. Process improvement, finding ways to streamline processes and forms to enhance government efficiency. And then just in general, I learned a lot more about working in government. I feel like when you're in college, especially being an econ major, you get a lot of that, you know, private sector, what it'll be like going to the corporate side of things. But it's really interesting to learn how government differs from that, how government works, and how the whole county, all those moving parts come together to serve the people of Kendall County. I want to take a second to express my appreciation for the chance to work for the county this summer. Express my appreciation to the administration department for putting up with me. So, thank you.
Hello everyone, I'm Louise Smoger and I'm the intern with the Planning, Building, and Zoning Department this summer. So I'm a junior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm currently studying political science and environmental studies, both of which go very well with planning, building, and zoning. I was excited for the opportunity to intern with PBZ because I am very interested in sustainable planning and resource management. A lot of that has to do with my career trajectory. I'm a pre-law student interested in environmental law and water law, and there's a lot of overlap between that and urban and county planning. And the research component of my internship, digging into old ordinances, as well as research for our specific intern project, have served as preparation for law school, and it's something that I am very grateful for the opportunity to have undertaken this summer. So something about what I've been doing this summer. I created a master document comparing the new and old Kendall County codes. So essentially, when we are creating new ordinances, the templates might reference old documents, but that might not be the section it's currently listed under now. So what I did was create spreadsheets that compare these two documents. So instead of having to go back and dig every single time we want to create a new ordinance, it's just there in one document for ease of updating and overall more efficient use. I also compiled an exhaustive list of all special use permits dating back until 1952. So essentially, if any parcel number was flagged with a special use permit, active or inactive, I was able to make a list of it. With this list, I then was able to assess the activity of special use permits using the GIS software. And based on the permits that were active but dormant, I was able to draft and send voluntary revocation letters to hopefully clean up some existing special uses that are no longer active and allow the county to operate more efficiently. Also using the special use list, I was able to assess the right-of-way dedication that is necessary for special use permits. So this was also done using GIS software to make sure that essentially that permit holders were following the guidelines set out in their permits. I also attended county meetings throughout my internship, county board meetings, comprehensive plan meetings, historic preservation meetings, to better understand how planning works, how county government works, and basically what role PBZ and governance has in shaping the overall role and future of the community. And finally, I undertook the archival research component of the America 250 intern project, which we will get to later. It was very interesting, very enlightening. I learned so much about the county that I could not have even imagined existed before. So my takeaways from this experience, I learned a lot about ordinance development and enforcement. So how local governments are using ordinances to maintain their idea, their vision for county success, how we've created a cohesive community environment using these codes in rulemaking processes. It's been a very enlightening experience. How we're going to shape the vision of the county using ordinances is not something I'd ever previously considered, but this internship has taught me quite a lot about it. I also learned a lot about planning research and development because I got to study the comprehensive planning process at the county level while also watching and attending webinars focusing on national level planning. It allowed me to put what I've learned in this internship into a broader context, understanding the importance and essentially practicality of what I've been learning during this internship. I was also able to use local resources from the Little White School Museum, as well as other county documents to learn more about the history of the county. I also was able to understand land management in the county through old plat maps that are updated in the GIS. It's been very, very interesting. Also through my internship, I worked directly with the public to educate property owners on zoning requirements, taking building permit applications, telling people what they needed, basically just being the face of the PBZ department whenever that was needed, and that was something that I found very important. And finally, I found it very interesting to see how all of the different facets of community government work together. Through all of our internship roundtables, through all of the different ways the PBZ department works with different departments, the county board, and the community directly, I have learned so much about the role of local government. And I would like to thank everyone here and everyone with planning, building, and zoning and the county for allowing me to do this internship because I have learned more than I could have ever imagined, and it's been a very wonderful experience. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alejandro Ayala. I interned with Human Resources and Administration this summer. I'm going to be a senior at Yorkville High School. I'm interested in economics and government. And so I thought that this internship would be a great opportunity to, you know, get started and really get to know what government is all about before I really kind of start to delve deeper into it going into college and then, of course, going into my later career. So the big projects that I had this summer, I planned and organized the employee summer celebration. Some of you were there on Friday, and it was a huge success. So hopefully you enjoyed the food. So that was a great project for project management and, you know, doing research and getting everything organized. You know, it's just a fraction of what Leslie and all her team does every day, but it gave me a good appreciation for how hard they work at HR. I also worked a lot on the budgeting for employee appreciation expenses, not only just looking at the past expenses, but also forecasting for future years. How much are we going to need as the county is, you know, as you guys know, rapidly expanding? And then I also reviewed the county travel policy, employee travel policy and ordinance, and worked on getting it at least a little more in compliance with state law. And that's something that HR is going to continue working on for a little while, but at least I was able to really get an idea through that of what the process is to make laws, to make policies, and how complicated and tedious it really all is. And then lastly, not quite as impressive as Ben, but I did transfer over 700 documents into Laserfiche. I know it's a little disappointing after that, but I did do that. So key takeaways, project management was huge this summer for me, specifically with the employee appreciation luncheon. But just in general, when you go from, you know, high school where everything's really planned out for you, and then you get a real job where it's like, you know, everything's on you, there's a big difference. So that was a huge learning experience for me, but it turned out great. Budgeting, I learned a lot about county budgeting and how complicated it is and how important it is for everybody to, as you guys know, budgeting is a lot of fun. So everybody is always scrambling to get what as much as they can and really trying to do the best for their department and for the county, and budgeting is a huge part of that. So I learned a lot. And then policy lawmaking through the work I did with the travel ordinance. As I said earlier, I learned a lot about how complicated it is to make something as simple as, you know, a basic policy on what employees are allowed to travel for and how they get reimbursed for that. And then just in general, talking about local government, I think the key takeaway this summer has been not only how important it is to have a good organization in local government that leads it, that is constantly trying to improve it, but also another thing that I took away is just how much people in this county care about the work that they do, and how great the organization in HR and admin is with, I mean, it's incredible. This summer we had basically two people full-time in HR, and the amount of stuff that they do is incredible to me that they can do all that. So I just want to thank everybody again. Thank Leslie, Latrice, especially, and their teams for welcoming me, for supporting me, putting up with me. You know, if as a high schooler, I'm sure it was a bit. And to thank all of you for giving me this great opportunity. I learned so much. I'll never forget everything that I've learned here. And hopefully I can come back and be a part of this county in the future. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so pretend that I am a college student, an upcoming senior at North Central College, and my name is Peyton Mulhan, otherwise known as Peyton Jr., in the HR office. I interned with the Human Resources Department this summer. Peyton has a major in Human Resources with a minor in Marketing. And the reason that she wanted to do an internship with the HR department was she really likes to help people, and she likes to use her creative skills in order to help people and to build a better, more friendly organization. Projects that Peyton worked on for us in the Human Resources Department this summer. Her biggest project was doing a salary survey. She had to go through prior census data, update the census data to make sure that we're looking at comparable counties when we're evaluating positions and pay. And then she completed a department-wide salary survey for 12 jobs across, I think it was 7 or 8 counties in the state of Illinois. So that required a lot of reaching out to other counties, elected offices, to their human resources department, research online. So it was a big task for her. Then, as you may have seen in your emails, the month of July was our Kendall County Employee Office Olympics. That event would not have happened without Peyton and her creativity. She was given the task of coming up with all of the team building events that we had for the Employee Olympics. She was also the
writer and producer of the opening ceremonies video starring Ruben Rodriguez and all of our interns and our county treasurer. And that laser fiche that they were talking about before, she was also involved with laser fiche. We're using that system to take payroll records from years and years and years ago and then scanning them into laser fiche so that we have searchable documents and electronic copies of our personnel files to be able to keep for a long time. Her key takeaways that she's listed on this slide are the salary surveys. She had informed me that she had not done any type of compensation class in her HR studies yet. She is going to be taking on that type of coursework in her senior year at North Central. So the project was great in teaching her how to figure out something new that she'd never done before. And it also gave her hands-on experience so that she has an edge for her final year at college. The Office Olympics, it was hilarious to watch her and all of the ideas that she came up with, and she was so excited about the ideas that she had. And it was really fun to watch her blossom with confidence and her creativity and be able to use that creativity to just put some smiles on people's faces. And then with laser fiche, she learned how important attention to detail is. Even the smallest staple ruins the files that she needed to scan. And when she was scanning those personnel files, she learned about various personnel documents and would ask questions of us, why is this this way? Why do we use this form? What does the law require? So she learned a lot through that experience.
So hi, my name is Kayla. I saw some of you at a county board meeting in the fall. I am currently getting my master's with a focus in sports administration. I'm getting my MBA at Aurora University. This is after I graduated in May after 3 years at Aurora University with a double major in business administration and psychology. I've loved to be able to come back, and don't worry, you will be seeing more of me. I am here until December, so look out for more emails from me. I chose HR because of the variety of tasks that I've been able to work with. I love how every day is not the same thing. And I just love working with people. So again, look out for those emails. So I'm going to go through a few of the projects that I saw in the fall and then this summer. So I definitely got promoted as an intern this second time around. So in the fall, again, this list is not a complete list of all the projects that I've been able to do. I have been helping with various tasks throughout the HR department. But some of the key ones that I worked on was that I went to union negotiation meetings with Leslie last fall and got to take notes and see that experience in action. I had no prior experience with union negotiations. And then probably my biggest project in the fall was OSHA. So I created job safety analysis sheets for each job description under our employee handbook and figured out all the types of things that could be hazardous for each job description. And then, as you've heard, laser fiche. I scanned a lot of documents, got a lot of people put into laser fiche. Laser fiche is never done. I will probably be doing that until my last day in December. And I helped Trisha in the recruiting and benefits posters that you saw when we rolled out our new benefits last fall. And all the new positions, I kind of helped her with Canva on those. And then this summer, I've been able to help out with Peyton going on maternity leave with onboarding and payroll. I've also been creating the finance budgets for payroll each month. Again, more files with laser fiche. I don't have an exact number for you, but I do it when I have time. And I create the headcount reports for the committee meetings with HR and insurance every month. So some of the key takeaways. So again, another project that I was able to do last fall was our pumpkin, so I thought I'd share it with all of you. Unfortunately, we did not win, but I will try harder this year. Don't you worry. So as I talked about why I picked HR, that variety of tasks, you know, I didn't know how much went into HR. And so to be able to see all the various things that we're working on has been incredible. I'm working on a few projects with Leslie and Brenda and our new person, Johannes. So I'm very excited to see kind of what the next few months go as I'm doing my master's. I'm working part-time here. And as you've heard from the other interns, that laser fiche, you gotta pay attention to detail. I hate staples, so that's been the biggest thing there. And also, with that union negotiations, I've gone to a county board meeting, just kind of seeing how government works has been amazing. And, you know, I've grown with more confidence. Leslie has been very encouraging, and I've really appreciated the time I've spent with this department, and I was so happy to get the call to come back this summer. So to be more kind of confident in my abilities and know that, you know, I have days now, I know what I'm doing the entire day, and it's been great. And so I just wanted to say thank you to everyone here, and thank you to my amazing HR department. It's really taught me that this is the career I want to go down. So thank you, and I hope to be seeing more of you in the next 2 months.
Hello, my name is Savannah Troyer. Oops, that's the wrong slide. My name's Savannah Troyer, and I was an intern with the Kendall County Emergency Management Agency. I was able to do this internship and really excited for it because I had a really big issue where I didn't know exactly where I was gonna go for an internship because I wasn't even like 21 and I'm just like, where do I go? That's like my age or my age for the internship, because with a criminal justice internship, it's like, oh, you wanna do this or that, but you have to be a certain age and in certain deadlines were closing and everything. So it's just great that I was able to have this opportunity in the Kendall County Emergency Management. I am a second year senior at the School of Grace College and Theological Seminary in Winona Lake, Indiana, which I don't know if any of you have heard of that college before. My major is criminal justice with a minor in business administration. So some of the highlights that I have of this internship were things that I never thought I would be doing during this internship. I thought during this internship that it'd be like my experience in Civil Air Patrol. If you don't know what Civil Air Patrol is, it's the United States Air Force Auxiliary. And in that area, as a volunteer, I was a mission staff assistant, which helped to like process volunteers and certain things like that to mock emergency exercises. So I was like, this is right down my alley, and I'll enjoy this a lot. One of the things that really surprised me during this internship was all of the chicken incidents that we had. I never thought I would be chasing around a chicken for my internship, but it was quite entertaining. And I just was really impressed with how everybody was just on top of it and just like, hey, let's go get chickens. Let's rally these chickens up. And I'm like, I have no idea what we're doing. So that was a blast, and the second event that I thought was very entertaining was the bike event. So this is the Sweetest Days bike event, and I was a SAG radio operator. Basically, what that means is I was in the vehicles going around, make sure all the bikers are okay, if they needed water, if they needed new anything. And one time we went around, and there was this guy with like a flat tire, and it's just like so nice to like go and help somebody on this very hot day, because you know how hot it was outside. So another thing that I want to mention that's not on this slide is I also helped work on the emergency operations plan for the Kendall County Emergency Management Agency. There's a lot of pages in that document. I did not think that I had to go through every single one of these pages, but I got through the phone numbers, I got through making it all formatted nicely for all of you guys. So some of my key takeaways is that I will never truly know what a job is like until I try it out. That's what I found out during this internship. There was a lot of unexpected things. I didn't know that I'd be going to court meetings every once in a while, which is really cool, because I've been thinking about at some point maybe going into law. So that was just really fun to like see court meetings go on and to see all of you guys interact. That was really cool. The second thing that I have for a key takeaway is that I'm to expect the unexpected, and it'll help me to be better prepared. I did not expect to be chasing around chickens, but it happened. So I've learned that I should just expect for things to just be chaotic and not entirely go the way that I planned, and then I will be better prepared and in a better mindset to deal with those things. The third thing I'd like to mention is that every step in life is important because it helps to create your personality. Basically, I did this internship and I was just like, I have no idea what this internship's going to entail because every single emergency management agency is different. Every single one specializes in like different areas and certain things like that. But with my combined knowledge of like Civil Air Patrol and many different areas of my life, I was able to understand what was going on and able to better adapt to the things around me. The fourth thing is that I never will truly know the amount of jobs that relate to law enforcement. I took this job and I plan on doing something relating to law enforcement in the future, and I never truly knew how much the emergency management agency worked with law enforcement until this internship, and how like law enforcement goes into many different aspects of government and our daily lives. And I want to thank everybody for this opportunity. It's just been a blast. Thank you.
All right, the next one, or the next two, are GIS interns. They provided audio, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you all can hear the audio.
I am a senior student at Fort Hays State University, enrolled in the
this is, on this slide, it's just an example of the heat map that she had referenced that she created. And then just another summary of the key takeaways that she just talked about. Our next intern is with GIS. His name is Ryan Glenn, and I will play the audio for that one. All right, his isn't playing as loudly. Yeah, it's not. I'll just go through it real quickly. So he is at DePaul University studying computer science and geography. The reason why he wanted to do the GIS department is so he could provide impactful services and that benefits everyone in Kendall County, and that he could utilize his skills to analyze, compute, and visualize data sets in understandable formats. One of his big projects, Oswego Township had requested that GIS map and photograph the headstones of their cemeteries. So Ryan provided the necessary survey work by going to each cemetery and taking photos using a 360 camera. And then he also was responsible for editing, reviewing, and updating data on the GIS open source map, like locating main entrances of buildings, and then he reviewed building permits of new locations to make sure that they were updated and added to the open source map. His key takeaways: he learned how to work with a team that all share similar ideas and goals. He also learned how a county works and how each department works with another, and he improved his mapping capabilities and skills using new programs. So that is the end of all of our individual internship presentations. I'm gonna turn it over to the interns that were working on the project that was given to them by the chairman of the board, and they can explain that project a little further.
And I will say I was whispering to them maybe an abbreviated presentation, not to diminish the work they did, but we do have a little bit of a party to get to.
Yes, I'm gonna try and expedite this as much as possible. So we were tasked by Chairman Kellogg with attempting to formulate plans and create a kind of a comprehensive list of all of the things that Kendall County will be doing to celebrate the semi-quincentennial, which is the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So July 4th, 2026. So we've got a little bit of a logo there, which is made by Peyton Jr. Kind of a theme we're going with in general, yesterday's foundation, tomorrow's vision. Trying to kind of go into the history of Kendall County and celebrate that, what has led up to this, and then also looking into the future. So we're gonna very briefly explain all of the events that we've talked about, because I should say this. We reached out to a lot of municipalities to try and just create a list of what was going to happen. Park districts, chambers of commerce, there's no plans. No one's thinking about it yet from what we've found. So we kind of switched gears and instead are trying to come up with events that we think could be shared with municipalities and park districts as potential ideas of what to do.
For Earth Day, we have talked about a variety of partnerships with the Little White School Museum, Oswegoland, a park district, with the Grace Holistic Center for Education. We're talking about bringing people out in the community for historic hikes and bringing nature to the county campus by creating a prairie restoration garden. Essentially, we are celebrating the ecological and community history of Kendall County by getting people outside and showcasing the importance of our natural world as part of the America we all know and love. We also have one of our events to celebrate the many veterans of Kendall County and our country. As we approach the 250th anniversary, we have to recognize the service and sacrifice of our nation's veterans. So we have proposed creating a veterans banquet where we can celebrate and recognize the veterans of Kendall County and make sure that we all recognize the important service they have brought to our great nation.
One of the things that Chairman Kellogg also mentioned to us was reaching out to the Fallen Wall that was in Oswego several months ago to see if they would be open to coming to Kendall County for the semi-quincentennial. They seemed pretty open to the idea, and so we're hoping that we can really partner with them and get it on county property next year.
All right, so then around May 10th, National Small Business Day, kind of a celebration. We were thinking downtown Yorkville, like kind of a big farmer's market, mainly trying to highlight America's entrepreneurial heritage, showcasing all of Kendall County's small businesses, and partnering with local economic development groups and chambers of commerce.
We also talked about partnering with a local photographer and celebrating him, Thomas Michalski, okay. And showcasing how Yorkville has changed in the past, 100 years or so. And you can see some examples on the screen there of how we would kind of superimpose Yorkville pictures from the past to really showcase the county's history and celebrate that.
All right, and then thinking about doing another time capsule. I know there already is a time capsule. It is a 100-year capsule, which was buried for the bicentennial, 1976, and it's a 100-year one, so it would be 2076, the tricentennial. But what we were thinking about doing is doing another one for 250, making it another 100-year for 2126, which feels very weird to say. Felt very weird to write, but just figuring out items to put in there, where to put it.
Another idea that we had was a holiday scavenger hunt that we could do. Here it says in downtown Oswego, but we could really do it, in more than that or in somewhere else as well. And so we talked about having a scavenger hunt over the holidays, people going into businesses as a way to really, get the community to come together, also get good exposure for local businesses. We could also have some hot chocolate and stuff. So we talked about having just a holiday scavenger hunt slash event.
We also have an ongoing social media campaign planned. Oh, sorry about that. Everybody has these little folders, which contains all of the proposed social media posts. Essentially, this is a way to bring Kendall County history to everybody who might not know about it, sourced from local newspapers, the 1877 History of Kendall County by Reverend E.W. Hicks, and the History on the Fox website. Basically, to celebrate our history by making it known, we will campaign to have it out for everybody to see.
All right, so these ones were put together by the GIS interns, and again, have a voiceover. I'm not gonna play it, I'm just gonna give a summary. So they put these maps together to show Yorkville or Kendall County. This specifically is Yorkville then and now, to highlight the growth and development in Kendall County, especially in the last 20 years with Kendall County becoming the fastest growing county in the US, now Illinois. And then a Kendall County Centennial Farms map to try and highlight more of the agricultural roots of Kendall County and highlight which of those farm families are still, which ones are still operating to this day, to kind of tie those roots into Kendall County today. And then some next steps that we're recommending.
So as we look forward, our original task was to create a calendar of events, but as this calendar does not yet exist because municipalities haven't begun planning, we are looking forward to essentially create this calendar once municipalities have their goals. We have our proposals, they have their planning. Hopefully we will be able to integrate this and work together to create an overall cohesive celebration. We also think it would be fun to integrate patriotic events into everyday business within the county. Local county events could have a little bit of a spin for the semi-quincentennial, just a way to bring patriotism to the forefront during this time of year. And ultimately, we know that the success of this project depends on people knowing about it. So our goal is to spread the cheer of the semi-quincentennial and make sure Kendall County residents are aware of this historic moment.
Yes, And another thing at the top that I put on, added on, is a semi-quincentennial commission. In 1976, there was a bicentennial commission, which was largely in charge of coordinating everything, getting public feedback, and then taking that into account while making plans. So we're also proposing that a commission be made to help formulate the plans for America 250. All right, and then very preliminary budget that I put together, kind of a low estimate and a high estimate. So high estimate, $30,500 for all of the things, low estimate, $16,250. And that is all very much depending on what municipalities choose to do. The big cost is a veterans banquet and veterans plaques, which we discussed with Veterans Assistance Commission. And they were proposing that, and that would probably be the biggest flux in spending. Thank you.
I think my comment is just wow. I know every year we're amazed by the interns and what they work on and the things that pop up. There's so many topics in there that are, you know, the short-term rental stuff they're researching. That's something we're working on. The rooster events, something we didn't know we were going to be working on. And I just want to thank you for the 250th, the kickoff to this, because I was approached by someone from the Little White Schoolhouse Museum that mentioned that they'd heard this was going on, Oswego Land Park District, and somebody from the Village of Oswego. So even though they don't have their plans or they're working on them, what you did with outreach sparked enough interest that they're asking, what are we doing as a county to celebrate as a group? So thank you so much, and make sure you're back here next summer. We're gonna have lots of events. So I know there's other quick comments or thanks to the.
I just like to make it real quick and make it super quick. But first of all, that was the presentation were absolutely amazing. Wow, it just a lot of times had me laughing and just amazement. Your presentation skills were unbelievable. And just many, many thanks to Leslie and team putting all in the administration office to making all this happen. I know it takes a lot of time to train, start the process, but once you get them going, they're nonstop. Just unbelievable. It gets better every year. So thank you so much.
Yes.
I know I say this every summer, but I think this is a phenomenal program. And it's one thing I wish I would have done is taken an internship, because I think that Savannah said it best, you will truly never know what a job is like until you try it out. That is definitely the epitome of this, because there's so many jobs out there and you have no idea. So I think this is amazing. And Alejandro, you must be related to that gentleman in the back who's a pillar of the community. He's awesome, by the way. And Lily lives down the street from me. She and her family are just phenomenal people. So glad to see you guys in the program, because this is phenomenal. Great work this year. Keeps getting better and better. And to everybody involved, I mean, it truly does get better and better. And you hear a lot of people saying positive praise about it. So thank you. Keep up the great work.
I just want to say thank you very much for all your contributions. I truly appreciate it.
And just for the record, Alejandro, he was also a little baby in my hands at one point. I used to work out with his parents when he was first born, and here he is. That's awesome.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. With that, we are gonna move on to a public comment. If you have a comment for the board, if you'd please come forward, 5 minutes to voice your concerns or praise. All right, next item up is the consent agenda. I will read all the items on the consent agenda and then ask for a motion of approval. If you want anything removed, please signify. Letter A, approval of claims, amount of $3,976,072.19 from July 31st, 2025.
So moved.
Shanley and Rodriguez, I need a roll call, please.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries. I do not have anything under new business. Understanding committee reports, finance and budget. Go ahead, Mr. Gangler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I'd actually like to thank Undersheriff Richardson for, I'm sure he's got a lot of better things to do right now than sit here in this old courthouse room, but I appreciate it for sticking in here with us. I'd like to make a motion to approve the recruitment and retention grant payouts for the Kendall County Sheriff's Office effective July 1st, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Undersheriff Richardson, you want to just chat a little bit about, since you've spent so much of your valuable time here?
Sure, no worries. Yeah, it's a grant that we have applied for through our Let's Be. It doesn't come around very often, but they were gracious enough to award us the grant to help out with some salary financial benefit to come to work at the Sheriff's Office. As we know, this time it's everybody's competing for new patrol deputies and patrol officers. And this is something that we felt was needed at the Sheriff's Office, so we went after it. We're blessed to get it. It's gonna help with the people that are here, and as we've seen over the past probably 10 years, it seems like if they come here and we get them, we have them here for 2, 3, 4 years, they're likely stay for a career. It's the it's that revolving door sometimes when they only have a year, 2 years on, and they move to another agency. So hopefully this will help with that, and you know, give them some incentive to stay, continue to work here at the Sheriff's Office.
Is this a grant that you apply for every year, or is it just?
No, it was the first random? time it had come up that we were eligible to receive it. So.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And thank you. We will see you at National Night Out. So. Any special committee reports? Liaison reports? Other business, we do have a new employee with us today. If Leslie, would you do a quick introduction?
Just wanted to introduce all of you to Johans Ramsey Meggins. He is our new human resources generalist with the HR department. So he just started yesterday, so we are throwing him into the fire right away. And we are so happy to have him here.
So. Just want to say hi, everybody. Nice to meet everyone.
Welcome. Nice to meet you. We'll be seeing a lot of you.
Yes.
All right. Under Chairman's report, on your desks is the 2025 Respect for Law Banquet brochure. If you have not had a chance to read through this, this is a emotional, moving list of things that all the first responders in our county have done. I would like to highlight Madison Gunther from KenCom. She got the Telecommunicator of the Year Award. She was the one that took the call for the incident in Plano with the burglary turned into a homicide, which went down 34 and into the neighboring county. Everybody there spoke of her and how she handled that call, just amazing. And then, of course, the officers involved in that are also in here, but you'll see life-saving awards for people who've stepped up and done things that I don't know if all of us could do if we were put in that position. So read through that. It's an emotional evening if you ever get a chance to go. So. Public comment again. Questions from the press. No need for executive session. Could I have a motion for adjournment?
Second.
Shanley and Rodriguez, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Please stay seated for, or quickly return for Forest Preserve.
Can we get a quick